And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good.
You're ready to continue?
Absolutely.
As you began earlier, and you were talking about all of the wonderful things that you were about, you said something that we heard particularly poignantly when you said one of the things that you are about is healing or the family energy. And the reason that we then asked you what you meant by that, and you gave us a very complete picture of what you were talking about there, is because we want to call you to the awareness that in every moment you are choosing thoughts that align you with your broader perspective or not, period. And that's the only thing you ever have to think about. You can't go back and trace your steps through what happened in your past. As you talk about the dynamics of what was going on when you were hit by a car, and that interesting dream you had where you were actually in the car with the man who hit you, which was your broader perspective letting you know that you create your own reality, that you were the one who was hit by the car, but you were also responsible for everything that comes to you. Mm-hmm. And all of this blaming that goes on with lawsuits, it's not my fault, it was someone else's fault. All of those things take you so far from who you are and what you really know, which is that you create your own reality. And in fact, that in every moment, you are creating your own reality. So what it comes down to in this business of energy alignment, you know from your Reiki work, you know that it's all happening here and now. You don't have any effect on energy that flowed yesterday or 5 minutes ago, and you don't have any effect on the alignment that you will achieve 5 minutes from now or tomorrow. The only control you have, all of your power, and it is enough, is right here and now. And what it is all about is there is this vibrational countenance that you have come to as the source energy part of you, and then there is the you who is thinking here in your physical form, and you're either allowing alignment or not, or some degree of it. And that's it. So when you get your thoughts wrapped around that clearly, and you acknowledge who you really are and how you really feel, and then you measure the vibrational relationship between who you really are and how that really feels, and who you're being in the moment and how that feels, then you begin to utilize your guidance in the way that you really intended as you came forth. You getting a sense of what we're talking about? As we were talking to our friend earlier, and he was talking about things that happened in the past, and we addressed the subject of things that had happened in his past, but we did it from his now. Did you notice? And the whole point of our conversation is so that in his now, when he's now thinking those thoughts, he can choose thoughts that more match his broader perspective rather than choosing the easier to think thoughts, the more practiced thoughts. You see, you're right. You do pick up a lot of your vibrational tendencies from your parents. Everyone picks up the insecurities from their parents or the prejudices. In other words, if you have strong family who has strong opinions about lots of things,